Friday's shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut has raised questions for teachers and parents across the country. How do you help children understand what happened? And how do you make them feel safe at their own school? It's a conversation taking place in many homes and classrooms this week, including those in Sitka. School district officials are meeting with police to review security procedures. Teachers, meanwhile, are trying to maintain a routine in the classroom, but also be responsive to students who might need to talk about what happened. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Each week inside room 11 at Kitku Shaheen Elementary School, teacher Margie Esquiro and her second graders have a class meeting.
Where we talk about classroom rules, being safe, being responsible, being respectful, school rules, bullying, anything that comes up. And
on Monday, she showed up for work.
I was very nervous this morning.
And decided that she would wait to see if any of her students mentioned what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
No one brought up the incidents that happened on Friday. And so I thought, okay. And I had talked to a couple moms and got the impression over the weekend that some families talked a lot with their children and some didn't. Some kids heard about it and were totally oblivious. And you just have to pay attention to the age of the kids.
Monday's conversation, she said, was much more general about appropriate friendships and getting along with other people. But at Keat and at other Sitka schools, students and staff have talked about safety before.
We practice lockdown drills at every one of our buildings.
Steve Bradshaw is superintendent of schools in Sitka. He says one of the drills just happened Friday at Sitka High School. The only exception, he said, is at Baranoff Elementary School, which houses kindergarten and first grades.
At Baranoff, we don't practice with the students in the building just because we're concerned about the maturity of the student at that level, but we do practice with the teachers there.
Bradshaw says police have stepped up patrols around Sitka's five school buildings and that the principals and police will meet on Tuesday to discuss security procedures. Back at Kitku Shaheen, Principal Casey Demert is sitting on the stage in the lunchroom.
We are kind of towards the tail end of lunch. Fifth graders are just finishing up and heading outside to enjoy the snow.
This school day is really not that much different than any other this year. If anything, that's because of what happened Friday, not in spite of it.
One of the things that's really important, too, is that we kind of continue with our daily routines. We ask teachers to keep an eye on their kids, of course, and if some are really struggling with things, we have excellent school counselors that are available, you know, to really help kids process through the feelings that they might have.
And that takes us back to Margie Esquiro's second grade classroom. The school day came and went without much talk of Connecticut or shootings or tragedy. But Esquiro says that in the days ahead, her 7- and 8-year-old students will probably start getting curious.
So I guess we'll just see what happens because it's not going to go away in the media. It's going to be on the radio. Now kids will start talking about it.
To each other,
and that happens on the playground. Kids will start talking about it, and then they'll come in with something they heard, and then we'll just deal with it as it happens.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.